The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar, Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez. Wednesday show, hump day, bump day, thump day. Let's fucking go. I am the king of things, a Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the real ass dude himself, point guard of podcasting, Louis J. Gomez, a true legend, a living legend. Now that Rich Voss has been canceled, get out of the fucking way, old man. This guy's the living legend. Now the living legend, Louis J. Gomez, which also works with alliteration, living legend Louis.
Yeah.
Love it. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
How you doing, pal?
I'm chilling, motherfucker. I'm ready. I'm in a good mood. I'm telling you, it's a summer of Lewis has begun. I'm healthier. I'm fucking thinking better, eating better, feeling better. I'm fucking cutting out people out of my life that I don't like my sister. She's pissing me off. She's probably listening right now. Bitch, you're done. She's done. I'm going to buy her the ladder for her pool today, and then I'm going to fucking... That's that.
And a cinder block.
I'm fucking, ooh.
Here's some shoes.
A ladder for her pool.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Because I told her I'd buy her an above-ground pool.
Okay.
And then Bobby Kelly was going out of town for the summer. He's like, dude, just take my above-ground pool. And I was like, all right. So we gave her the above-ground pool. We didn't get the ladder, so now I have to go buy her a ladder. But she's fucking...
So she's just got that.
She's
pool.
Been pissing me off. She's got pool energy now. My sister has fucking pool energy.
You give a Gomez a fucking above ground pool, they get real uppity.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good, dude. We have an incredible show planned today. Let's introduce our motherfucking guests. Ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating Gay Pride this month with two gay guests every single episode.
Yes.
Every episode. Ladies and gentlemen, very happy to have back on the show from the O Aiden podcast. It's Oscar Aiden. What's up, kid?
What's going on? Happy homo month.
Homo history month.
Yeah, homo history
month. Yeah, you know what, Shannon? History. I want homo history throughout the entire month. I want some homo history.
Okay.
So little facts about homos throughout history. You can just pull them up here and there, Shannon. I'm going to say homo fact. And then I want you to fucking come in with it, okay? And
I thought it was going
to
be a very different F word.
Yeah.
Fact it!
Wow, you really have grown, Lewis. This is the summer.
I want homo facts throughout the month, and we're going to fucking teach people...
God hates facts!
God hates facts. It's hilarious. God damn it, Zach.
You got a title already.
I got to give him a Zackle Snake for it. Okay, so look, we're going to get into that today. We're gonna Lev and Oscar are both going to teach us how we can celebrate Gay Pride without, you know, being a fucking hack. It's not just simply putting a fucking rainbow flag over your face or your profile picture. Or you know what? Can somebody really quickly make a Gas Digital rainbow flag? And I want to change all the social medias to the Gas Digital one. I want to see how pissed off people are going to get. They're gonna be livid.
Mm-hmm.
Livid. Our fans are hateful people. That's
a fact.
You know
what? Let them.
Let them.
Let them.
Let them be hateful.
Let them.
Let them be pissed.
I think your fans would have fun with it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Now they'd know what it'd be like to be a homosexual.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're going to get into that. We have a lot to fucking do today. Let's introduce our guests. I mean, not introduce. Let's do our plugs. Guest plugs. Lev. Wait, did I introduce Lev yet?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Lev Fur Show. Lev Fur's here.
He's gonna start me off negging me.
I neg you every
during
day
during Gay Pride Month.
I have turned my fan base around on Lev completely. My fan base they're retarded, dude. They'll like whatever I say to like.
Yeah.
So for three podcasts in a row, I said Lev is funny now as an experiment, as an experiment with my own power to see if I could convince my audience that Lev is funny. Then all of a sudden, everyone's like, "Lev is funny."
I was wondering why every episode you'd make a stance of like, "Lev is funny now."
Do you remember how Facebook admitted years ago that they were incorporating like negative and positive posts in order to see if they could influence their users to post negative and positive things? This was like the first thing before we knew that Facebook was doing mind control. This was like the first thing that came out, and they like admitted it, and we were like, "What? You can't do that." And they were like, "Yeah, we can. We're gonna do lots of shit like that."
So I was your fat guinea pig.
You were my fat guinea pig. I did a test to see if I can convince my audience that Lev is funny, and sure enough, they fucking bit. They bit, and you know what happened? In turn, you got funnier because you started getting confidence because you thought I was saying you were funny. The audience was
"Are
like,
you retarded?"
And then he got funnier on the show.
You think that I got funny because of you?
Funnier on stage, even. I see him on stage now. I was like, "That's a good fucking joke, Lev."
Yeah,
he does. You closed the other day with a great joke. It's about
threesomes.
Yeah, no, about the I don't want to give the punchline, but the whole who gets what holes.
Yeah,
great joke.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
That's also a trick that I do when I gaslight comedians. I say great set, and then I name a specific joke.
The one that he heard while he was waiting to go on stage.
The only one that I heard. I'm teaching everyone how to gaslight your friends and fuck. Look, now I've broken Lev down in a million ways. He is shattered mentally right now.
I feel so calm. I don't give a fuck. It's my month, dude. I don't give a fuck. You're not going to break me. I don't give a shit.
Golden Cobra says, "Lev fucking sucks. Someone please post naked Zia, please." Okay, I understand. I will say we all would rather see Zia naked than Lev. I don't condone people posting real nudes of women from their OnlyFans to the racist live chat. But
we don't not condone it either, though.
What does condone mean?
Condone means like you approve of it.
Oh, I do condone the audience. I'm sorry, I misspoke. I condone.
I don't wear condoms.
No, I don't. That's he hate me. 507 made a gay, like a super gay pride flag for Gas Digital. That's pretty good. What is that? Is that the what is this flag right here? What is that one?
That's just, I guess, the new gay pride flag.
Is there a new gay pride flag? No.
Yeah, that's
I think that's
new
a
one.
Gay Puerto Rican.
No.
No, that's the new gay pride flag. Honestly, do you want to know something?
I think
something?
There's a non-binary flag.
I've never owned a gay pride flag. Never owned it. Never really, like, never. I never.
I just feel like you would drape it around your shoulders like Rocky walking into the ring.
I feel
like every time you enter a room.
No.
I feel like he's trying to earn straight points.
No.
He's like,
that's
I never
the
even
problem.
Had
I don't earn. Bitch, please. I don't earn.
Bitch, please.
Bitch, please. I don't earn straight points. I just never. I mean, I've marched in a gay pride parade, but I've never.
It's not marching. You were having sex. you having an orgy on a float is not marching in a parade.
And it wasn't even gay pride. It was marching.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
It was fucking.
First of all,
entire month.
Yeah. First of all, heterosexuals would do that if they could. Like straight guys would do that if they could.
What, march naked?
No, they would have sex on a float during a parade if they could.
Yeah, I know they would. And I'm sure they have.
Puerto Ricans do it without asking.
I'm sure they have, and that was racist. That was not okay.
That was racist. Sorry.
When is a Puerto Rican Day parade? Why don't they combine gay pride and Puerto Rican pride, and it would just be the sexiest fucking parade ever, dude?
Oh, no, one of them overlaps. It's like Dominican or something. There is a pride around gay pride. That's like one of the Spanish.
So, like, there's a few pride events throughout the city. Yeah. There's like the main pride, then there's the.
This is the Progress Pride flag. Ooh, yeah. Hey, from the Racist Live Chat, can we post your Progress Pride flag as the new Gas Digital banner?
Red is life, orange is healing, new ideas, prosperity.
I'm not going to fucking ask this guy. It's mine. You use my logo. Why am I asking him permission for the flag that uses my logo?
By the way, they changed this after the George Floyd incident.
Oh, no, they added a black guy one as well. Black people hate gay people. Can I point this out? Why are we talking about it like black people would be down with this? There's a black stripe right in the middle. Like, no, I don't want it to be included in this fucking gay ass fucking flag. That's the way black people feel. If you really, you don't even gotta press them. If you mention this to a black person in the hood, they might kill you. You might get shot. Look at Oscar trying to not comment right now. You know it's true. Oscar, every person who's ever hate speech to you, what color was their skin? You don't even got to say it. It's fine. You don't even got to say it. We all know. We all
actually,
know.
Actually,
this chocolate protein shake is delicious.
I love how you're like actually, Puerto Rican Neil Brennan right now. You're explaining black people. You're like, they hate gays.
No, you know what? It's actually multicultural. It's
everyone hates gays.
It's like every time I've been called a word, it just comes out of nowhere.
In a hateful way. You've been called a faggot way.
Yeah, but it doesn't bother me.
I feel
me.
Like today that doesn't happen. How long ago was the last time somebody in a hateful way, not in a funny way, like me, I do it every time I see you, you know, but it's funny. I say it like black people say the N-word to each other.
Like, I love you, Louis. Like maybe... I don't know, 2 weeks ago?
Really? Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's happened at least 4 times
all
in
right,
the past.
All right, hold on. Did they just see your act?
Okay, you know what? Get the fuck out of here. No.
In the guy's defense, Oscar was getting ass fucked in the middle of the street.
The middle of a parade.
He thought it was Pride.
No, like I'll walk down the street and people will just drive by and scream it out.
Really? Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Also, I don't really care.
Well, I mean, look, at this point, you know, I'm sure you could develop a thick skin to a certain degree, but that fucking sucks, you know?
It does. I mean, listen, anybody that has to listen to that it's not like the most pleasant thing to hear on your way to work. Yeah, like, well, it doesn't, like, why?
Well, because I've dealt with racism in my life, but people don't typically call spick out of their cars or drive by me. I can name maybe a couple times in my life where something like that has happened.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it wasn't even spick. They would call me the N-word. They would, like, I'd be walking through, like, a white, like, a really shitty, like, white, not even, like, a good white neighborhood, but, like, a shitty white neighborhood, like, white trash. And that's happened.
Louis was a chimney sweep as a boy, too. That's important to note.
Huh? Is that what they call it now? Yeah.
So somebody called you, was, what color was their skin? See, that's a white guy move.
To
car bomb you with hate speech. That is, I will say that is more of a white guy move.
I will say the windows were rolled up, so I couldn't see.
You couldn't see. What type of car was it?
But they were tinted.
Yeah.
Okay. They were tinted.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it was like a Honda.
He couldn't see because the front seat was so far back. It looked like a self-driving hate car.
I mean, it sucks. It sucks. You know why? Like, why? For what? What pleasure? Do you get
also, what were you wearing? How do they know you're gay? You don't. I don't think you just physically present gay. When I start to stare deeply into your eyes, you do.
He presents.
He's got a twinkle in his eye.
Look at that chin, man.
That's just semen.
His eyes are covered in a semen.
My tear ducts are filled with semen.
His legs are crossed under him right now.
But somebody walking down the street could just tell you're gay just by looking at you.
No, I mean no.
Were you in Chelsea holding a man's hand?
No. I think I was on, I think I remember
I was trying to swallow a corn dog whole.
No, I was walking down Fifth Avenue.
Imagine we saw like security footage. He's just covered in gum walking down the street. We find out this is like comedy's Jesse Smollett.
He's got a gimp mask on. He's got electricity shooting through his nipples and his cock.
Yeah, the just wearing assless chaps walking down the street.
It's like Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah. And I'm walking down the street with like 2 dildos in each hand.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know.
Go ahead. Please, Gaffer. It's your mom.
No, it's you.
Wait, what neighborhood was this in?
This was in Flatiron.
Flatiron, Fifth Avenue. And yeah. Just some drove by. I was like, hey, faggot.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you even know they were talking to you?
I mean,
maybe Louis was around. Okay. Was it the sound drop
the
I expected?
Silence?
No, I got one in the chamber now. Don't
the,
you fuck with it.
The silence after it was hysterical.
I didn't even want
to know. Louis, are you laughing? You just went,
no, there was nobody else. So I don't know. It's like I feel like people just do it to like, because they're dumb.
Or maybe they were just calling anybody that. And maybe it wasn't because you were gay. Because I feel like when I look at you, if I just saw you walking down the street, I would think that you're like a fucking, like, you know, you run a halal cart or something.
Yeah.
That's your look. You have thick eyebrows. Yeah, you have thick eyebrows.
Yeah.
Or an undercover cop, even. I would say an undercover cop.
You know what's so funny? I get that a lot, actually. I get that a lot, especially like if I'm walking down Canal Street because I have for work, I have buildings down there, and people will automatically assume that I'm an undercover cop.
Do you have a little bit of that vibe?
Both would be the best, though.
You do kind of dress like an undercover cop.
I don't know
salt,
why.
Pepper, ketchup,
I just
get on the ground.
This always just hid every insecurity that I ever had, so this is how I've dressed.
Right.
Well, it's always gray hoodie and blue hat with you. That's like, you're like Matt Damon in The Departed when he's going to like a porn theater.
Yeah, it's very not, you're not like, hey, look, it's stylish to a certain degree, which I like that look. This is, dude, my look is, I wear shit clothes. I don't give a fuck, dude. Have a nice watch on, nice pair of shoes. That's all you need. You let everyone know you're not garbage.
I've been trying to get into the shoes, but I bike so much and then I like do other stuff, so they always get dirty.
Do you remove the seat from your bike?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking. I'm trying to learn about gay pride. This
you know,
time,
let
okay?
me tell you something. I have never
don't
been
penetrated. Don't you put those fucking shitty fingers near me.
See?
I can smell the tip of your finger.
Shannon, how long did it take before I started pointing at Lewis again?
As soon as he put his finger up, I smelled poop. And I was like, get it away.
That's what happened the last time. Lewis was like, don't you point at me. Honestly, I have never been penetrated.
You've never been penetrated?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for a new segment on the show. Penetrate Oscar against his will.
Yeah, I've never done it.
Is it because you don't want to or because
you never had a finger
there?
In your ass?
I mean, like a little, but I find it so uncomfortable.
You don't like it. Oh, okay, yeah, I get it.
I just never got into
but
it.
But you like to fucking penetrate the shit out of dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Smash the shit out of some butt.
Let me tell you something. 20% of construction men are bisexual.
Wow.
Yeah. That's not proven. That's just my track record.
Okay, you just closed 1 out of 5.
The numbers game.
Do you ever get catcalled by a construction guy?
I get stared.
He's like, hey, faggot. He's like, hey, he likes me.
If it's a cat named faggot.
This story is really just like a construction worker trying to come out and be with Oscar.
You'd be surprised, though. I've had a few construction workers.
I believe it. I bet you fucking do. I bet you clean up with some straight guys because you give straight guy energy and a straight guy feels like, you know what, dude? I could give it to you.
They feel
comfortable with it.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah. I would have never guessed Oscar is gay.
Are you a gold star gay?
Huh?
Gold star gay?
What's gold star gay?
I'm platinum because I was born cesarean section.
Wow. So you never entered or exited a pussy?
No. Yeah. Never.
Dude, that's high quality mayonnaise.
That's a fucking, that right there. Dude, so the man who gets to penetrate your ass, that's a fuck. Is there a number? Is there a price that a man could penetrate your ass? What's the number? There's got to be.
Ooh. That's interesting. You know, it's so interesting that you ask for a number because straight guys love playing that game.
I love playing the numbers game.
The numbers game. Like, how much would you suck a dick?
Yeah, how much would you suck a dick for?
Right.
For me to get fucked in the ass by another man, and we've talked about this in many different iterations, it really depends on does everyone know? Because that's another side of it. Because you're dealing
with... No one knows?
Fucked in the ass, no condom or condom?
Either.
Got to be a condom, dude. I convince myself that I have AIDS every time I kiss a fucking woman. So
you get that hypochondria?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm like, I every time. I'm like, God damn it, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it was a condom, massive amounts of lube, not that big of a dick. There's a lot of factors here. How big is the dick? How much lube is there? Is there a condom? Do people know about it?
Can you just name a fucking number?
These are all different prices.
He's going to call Ralph to figure this out. Look, Ralph, we're looking at about 5 inches.
Well, I mean, aren't all these variables that make a difference for you, Zach? I mean, it's just all encompassing. You go in blind. You don't know how much lube. You don't know if there's a condom. Because then the number's like
astronomical. Yeah, it's like fucking you.
I don't think it would cost that much to fuck my ass.
To fuck your ass?
Yeah,
what's the number? 6-inch dick. Okay. Average dick. Decent amount of
That's
lube.
That's small.
Guys weren't. Fuck you. You fucking slut.
I don't know. Probably like 50 to 100 grand. I would do it.
50 to 100 grand. Yeah. Are you kidding me, Lev? How poor are you?
No, it's just you know.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Life is about resources.
Do you know how far off
wait,
we are?
Is that inflation or no? Is that with inflation or without inflation?
He's gonna get inflated once his dick's in his ass.
No, inflation does play a factor. Maybe we're looking at 120.
What are you talking about?
So let me ask you something.
Any dude
though.
Is telling you they wouldn't get fucked in the butt for $120,000?
I would
grand
not. I swear. Lev.
But
without anybody knowing,
it's very funny. Lev, do you know? Like, don't take that deal. You're gonna be fine, dude. You're gonna start doing it on the road. It's gonna come together, dude. You don't need that money, dude.
Wait,
$100,000.
You wouldn't if no one knew. Not a single person in the world.
I was gonna say like $4 million.
What?
$4 million? If no one knew.
You know what? Get out of here.
I don't need the money that bad.
I think
I'm not rich
at
all.
You guys price your assholes at such an insane
price. I'm pricing my pride and what it's going to be like to have a dude fucking me in the ass.
Yeah.
That's what the number is. And I deal with it. Like, fuck, dude. Because for $4 million, I go, you know what? Shit hits the fan. I have $4 million in the bank. Tax free.
Would you let someone fucking ass to put you back in Louis C.K.'s new movie?
No. No. Because I think, honestly, for $100,000, I could just slip it a Louis. That's great. Zach, what's your number? And you're bisexual. But you've never been fucked in the poop chute.
No, yeah.
But you also staple your forehead and slice yourself open and shit. You're into weird shit.
Listen, it's a seller's market. I determined my value. My number's probably, if no one would know.
If no one knows. Your wife, no one.
I mean, I would pay extra to have make her watch. I'd say my number is closer. I'd say the bidding starts at 100,000.
And he's bisexual, Lev.
I'm learning about myself.
Lev would take $50,000.
You just did pistol hands on, and he's bisexual, bro. That's so funny.
It's fucking.
I'm shocked your number is so high.
That's crazy. Are you?
Yeah, but he's also $1 million already. You put $1 million into an investment fund, and you can live off the interest alone.
Not me. I have a very my lifestyle is.
Yeah, Lewis is comfortable. He's got.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I like doing nice things. I couldn't live off the interest of $1 million, but I could live off the interest of $4 million. That's the point that I'm making. So if I had $4 million tax-free in the bank, I could,
on top of what you already
just the interest, you get, what do you get, 5% interest on $4 million? I mean, you could live off, what's 5% of $4
million? 10% interest on you could probably get 10%.
With, yes, like an investment.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could live on $100,000 on top of everything else a year. You would have
I
an extra.
I could not live on $100,000 a year, I promise you. I have a child.
An extra.
That's
extra.
An extra $100,000 a year would be nice. Not to get fucked in the ass.
5% of $4 million is $200,000.
Would you suck a dick for $100,000?
Yeah. So for $200,000 a year, it's not like that's not a really nice life. Like in New York City, or when you're trying to like do nice shit, that's not a great life. I'm not even saying like I'm thinking about bigger picture here. If I'm getting fucked in the ass, I'm retiring off of it, and I can't retire on $200,000.
You think that that's what getting fucked in the ass is worth to you? Is your retirement?
Yes. Yes.
That is
it's
unbelievable.
Worth my retirement, 100%.
You think you getting fucked in the ass like deserves like a Boca Raton, Florida house? Like that's what you equate it to.
I love how you mentioned Boca Raton.
Yeah.
Like the gayest place in America.
Basically, if anybody ever sees you in a rocking chair on a porch, we know what happened.
Well, yeah. If I just donut on that chair, dude. If I ever just disappear one day, just know, like, oh shit, Louis got fucked in the ass.
No, but Louis also
he took the deal. Dude.
He's got a house. He's got a fucking Audi that he lets crash every month.
It's a rental, the house, and I would be buying a house soon, but I might have to move back to New York City. I still don't know where I'm going to live, guys.
If you did get... I'm sorry.
Look, we're celebrating Gay Pride. How much would you take a dick in the ass for, and why? 573 Gas Line. You give us a call. Let us know how much you would take a dick in the ass for.
Shannon's number is higher than me and Lev's.
Yeah, I'll guarantee. Shannon's not even going to take a dick in the ass. Actually, Shannon's probably... Wait, no, she's never taken anal, right? No. Shannon, how much would you take a dick in the ass for?
So... These are, I mean, again, it depends on all of the variables that you mentioned before.
Nice.
And also, no one will know about it. But it's not as going to be as high as your number, Lewis.
No.
You'd be worried about people knowing that you did anal, Shannon?
I don't want like this passing around that I've just had sex with this random stranger.
Shannon, how much is it? Because maybe we can make this work.
Also, like, how
Lewis,
gross...
if you get fucked in the ass, think about how many people you could fuck in the ass.
Yeah, if
money.
I got fucked in the ass for that
pyramid
money,
scheme.
Oh.
I could fuck Lev in the ass for a drop in the bucket of what I just earned.
That's what I call fucking Lev in the ass. Dropping in the bucket.
Put my drop in his bucket.
Also, is the guy gross? Because for me, it would be better if the guy is attractive. Because
you want to fucking...
And then it wouldn't be as... If it's a big, disgusting monster, it's going to be way worse.
We'll say
fuck you too, Shannon.
You wouldn't let like a boyfriend do a little anal every once in a while?
Wait, so you've never taken a finger in your ass, Liz?
Yeah.
You've taken a finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you taken two?
No. Try to come with two fingers, I'll fight a bitch.
She wanted to put two in, but she didn't have enough money.
First of all, here's the thing. When I finger a chick, I go to start with one, you loosen them up, then you switch to two, right? If I switch to three, it's because I don't like you. If I switch to three fingers, it's because I'm like, listen, bitch, I need you to feel this and I need it to hurt.
Wait, you do two in the butt?
No, I don't do any in the butt. Well, I'll do butt. Depending on, you start rubbing a girl's asshole, she'll start presenting a little bit, you know if she wants it.
Yeah.
You know, if she tightens up, you know. It's a different thing.
Is that what you do too?
Do you?
It's like when a dog gives you its belly.
Wait, Lewis didn't say if she tightens up,
you
stop.
Finger?
He said it's a different thing.
You don't
thing.
Finger. That's crazy.
No, I don't like that.
That's only like
you go to the movies and some guy like reaches under your balls and starts fingering you. That's fucking wild.
No, I never got into that.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. That's just shit.
I mean, I think, well, here's the thing. I think people automatically assume that people are not ready down there when 90% of the time they're not. But a lot of times they are.
This is getting gay. This is actually getting uncomfortable now.
Is it though?
It was great before. We were having a fun time. Now I feel like we're just having gay talk. This is wild, dude.
Do you want a caller?
Yeah, let's get a caller on the line. Am I being gay right now? 573 Gasline. Am I gay for even talking this gay with fucking Oscar Aiden and Lev Fur? What do we got here?
What's up, dude?
Where are you calling from?
Paradise, California.
Hell yeah, doggy. I don't remember the question that I initially posed to the caller, so go ahead.
How much?
Oh, yeah, how much would it take for you to...
Two Skankfest tickets.
You'd get fucked in the ass for two Skankfest tickets.
Send me a picture right now.
Doggy, I shit you not. I swear to God, I will give you two Skankfest tickets if you let Oscar Aiden fuck you directly in your ass on this show. I swear on my son's life, no fingers crossed, no crosses counts. You come into studio, dude. I shit you not. Oscar's got to fucking put you over this table.
I'll only do it if it's Byron.
If it's Byron, holy wow. Byron is excited, by the way.
I think this fan is just a gay man who thinks Byron is
hot. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Damn it. Are you gay, dude? I just realized this might just be a fantasy. It's like, whoa.
First of all, I'm offended that I was not chosen.
Man. Hold on. Wait. Are you gay?
No.
Are you married?
Yeah.
That's kind of gay.
Yeah. That is pretty gay.
Your wife also has to watch.
Yeah, no.
Wait, you would really let him fuck you in the ass, though?
No, I'm just fucking around.
Oh, I was like, Jesus Christ, dude.
I just lost Gatefest tickets, sorry.
I know you do. We're going to do some more contests for them, dude. It won't be anything that gay. It may be some gay shit, dude. Maybe for Gay Pride, we'll give out a pair of Skankfest tickets for if you do the gayest public act. A non-gay doing the gayest public
act. But they have to be respectful.
What do you mean? Gay acts are not respectful.
No, I'm talking about, like, it can't be like, you know.
What do you mean?
Like, it has to be respectful.
What do you mean it's got to be respectful? Thank you for calling, dude.
Tasteful or respectful?
Tasteful.
What do you mean? Hold on. All right. Hang up the phone on the caller. Thank you, dude, for calling. I appreciate it. What do you mean by respectful? What would be a disrespectful gay act?
I think Oscar got called on his way to work.
You don't just start calling gay people.
That's
names.
What I would be afraid of.
That's not a gay act.
No, Lewis is saying you do something gay.
No, they have to do something gay.
Okay, and
then they could win Skankfest tickets.
No.
Okay.
We're giving away a pair of golden tickets, Skankfest golden tickets, to whoever has the and the golden ticket will allow you to skip the lines at Skankfest, which is everyone's biggest complaint is waiting in the lines. You got to wait for your favorite shows sometimes up to an hour or two. Because if you want to guarantee a seat in the front for certain shows, but the Skankfest golden tickets will allow you to skip the lines altogether. You can just go in, stroll out at any of your shows. You don't have to wait in any lines. You can just go straight to the front.
Yeah. All you got to do to get these golden tickets is show you in somebody's chocolate factory.
Nope. What you got to do is you have to get a Legion of Skanks tattoo. And the best Legion of Skanks tattoo is going to get a pair of golden tickets. So you can get, and here's the thing, it can't just be the logo. There's a million people that have just a logo. Okay, there's a guy who has a logo on his face. It's not going to be you, doggy. I want to see, you know, like Joe Rogan has tattoos where it'll be like Joe Rogan's face, and then it'll be like a million eyes, the eyes, it's like fucking Eddie Bravo and fucking weed leaves and fucking mushrooms everywhere.
They need a tattoo of Big J passing out.
I want some shit like that, yes. Yeah. I want some intricate, crazy-ass, fucking awesome Legion of Skanks tattoo, and the winner will get two, not only all-access passes, not only do they get to come to the VIP kickoff party on Thursday night, but they get to fucking skip all the lines. It's a golden ticket. It's a VIP experience. We've never done anything like this before. You have to email it to legionofskanks@gmail.com by, we'll say, I think I gave a date initially. I'll say August 15th. We'll give it a month and a half. By August 15th. This is a great idea.
I love you.
And then we're going to pick we'll pick it on the show, Legion of Skanks, and you guys get two golden tickets. I saw one tattoo artist posted being like, oh, hey, dude, like, just if you want to be tattooed, I'll do the tattoo. Let's win this together. So that might be a great way to do it. So you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on a tattoo. Yeah. Go find a tattoo artist that's dope, that's willing to take the shot, take the chance. And this is a fun way to get to Skankfest and a unique way to experience Skankfest. We've never done anything like that before. And
we're going to see the girl from Maryland Death Fest who definitely needs Skankfest passes.
No, what happened?
So they had a big death metal festival in Maryland. Shannon, could you bring up the girl who got her pussy eaten in the mosh pit at Maryland Death Fest?
I mean,
God bless. If this girl was of sober, sound mind and she wanted this to happen, this girl is a champion for the ages.
Hold on. RG in the Racist Live Chat said LMAO, $10,000 tattoo equals $200 ticket. First of all, an all-access pass is $480. Two all-access passes is $960. A golden ticket has never been done before. Skipping the lines, this is not a $200 experience. This is a priceless experience. And if you've been to Skankfest, you know exactly how priceless that is. RG, you are, and this is not a hateful thing, he's not gay, you are a faggot, and you, this is coming from Oscar. Oscar says you're a faggot, and you obviously can't afford to and have never been to go to Skankfest, you fucking pussy bitch.
And if you think it would be $10,000, that means every tattoo artist that's ever met you hates you and is overcharging you and wants you out of their fucking chair.
Yeah, this would be a $1,500 tattoo, likely, if you're going to get like a dope fucking a really good one. I have tattoos on me that are actually like my, well, I didn't pay for that one. Never mind. I was going to say like portrait ones. I have Milo Manotis on my leg. But she didn't. I mean, I paid her for it, but she didn't charge me what it would have cost.
Mm-hmm. Here, look at this chick. God bless this woman.
Let's see. Oh, she's getting her pussy eaten?
Yeah.
Nice. What a whore.
Absolutely Skankfest tickets if you reach out.
Oh, she reaches out. Without a doubt, she gets Skankfest
tickets. If she doesn't
tickets.
Already have them.
Thing is, dude, you don't want to eat concert pussy.
I would. That would have been me if a decade ago I would have fucking let that horse sit on my face and at a concert.
Really?
In a heartbeat,
dude. I
can jerk off to that right now.
Two songs.
I love how you guys
two
like,
songs into Autopsy. Fucking planet, baby.
I love that it's like for heterosexuals that's a whore, but for gays that's like any other concert.
I don't
go
think
to.
I who here said whore? I said beautiful angel. And no, but that's also like what gay guys do at nightclub. I mean, if there's a pack of gay guys around somebody, it's because somebody's jerking off and getting their dick sucked.
Usually, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, they're running interference.
Yeah.
My buddy goes to Bigger Vegas every year, which is like the fat guy Vegas convention. And he said there's just guys with mag flashlights breaking up blowjobs all night, like a fucking SEAL team.
There used to be a party here in New York City.
It's better than Nigger Vegas, which is just Atlantic City.
Lewis, we're close to February.
Dude, I had this. I'm sorry. He set me up for it. It's just Atlantic City. What?
Never be able to call it Atlantic City again.
You're never going to work in Winnipeg again, motherfucker.
My favorite Bruce Springsteen song. Don't you hear him? Do your makeup pretty?
All right, sorry.
Meet me there.
What? Look, I only say it if it's really funny. I've made that commitment a while ago. I'm not just throwing it out there all willy-nilly now. Yeah. If it's genuinely funny, I'm going to fucking take the shot. I don't care, Lev.
Is that what you type in on Expedia when you're looking for a flight?
Jesus. Oh, well, I can say faggot all day, but I can't say the N-word. Okay, Oscar.
I didn't say anything. Okay, you know Oscar. What? I didn't say a word. Calm down. Calm down.
Okay. Where were we?
I like the idea of cops breaking up blowjobs. It almost makes it like they're part of the edging.
My buddy sent me a picture from there. It was him and this other guy just pressing their bellies together, kissing. And there was an old black security guard in the background.
Don't do it,
who
Lewis.
Was the definition of I'm done with this shit. For their, like, I'm too old for this shit. He had both his hands on his head. And he was going to cry.
Let me tell you something. There was a party that used to happen at the Roseland Ballroom. Every year. You remember Roseland Ballroom?
Roseland.
Yeah.
40s.
51st. Yeah. Roseland Ballroom. Every March, there was a party called the Black Party. And the reason it's called Black Party is it was all leather and it was all gay men. And the lights were so low. And there was a back room that was probably about, I would say, 2,000 to 3,000 square foot that had no lights. And all you do is you just go in, have sex, and leave. No lights. You don't see anyone or anything. Nothing. Nothing.
Rubbers?
I don't know.
You never went?
I would just like kind of peek in and laugh, and then I would
leave.
That's
what Lewis calls men wearing latex rubbers.
Hell yeah. Okay, Lev. let's do jujitsu now. Come on. I have mats they set up outside, and we're going to finally train jujitsu.
I can't train with you, man.
Why?
Because
why are you such a pussy?
Because I'm a homophobe and I think it's going to rub off.
Why are you such a pussy? I don't understand.
Did you actually set bats up outside?
Yeah, they're set up.
No.
I swear to God.
No way.
You've been training. He trains.
Oscar's like, fuck, I thought those were for me.
Yeah. I thought this was gay pride.
How many guys named Matt are out there?
Yeah. Daddy.
No, there's no mats for real, though. Yeah. But you won't train with me.
I will train with you, Lewis. Monday is a shit day for me, especially during the day. This is a scheduling thing.
You want to do Mondays during the day? Why are you so afraid to train jiu-jitsu?
I'm not afraid to train with
you. How long have you been training
jiu-jitsu? Why don't you come to my gym anytime?
How long have you been training jiu-jitsu?
Like 3 months now.
3 months now. Yeah. You train like 6 days a week, twice a day sometimes.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with it.
Train a lot.
He's obsessed.
It's fun.
He's huge. You should be able to handle yourself at this point.
Yeah, I can handle myself.
I don't think so. I think I'll
I think you're trying to bait me, dude.
I'll choke you out within 30 seconds.
You should be able to handle yourself, doggy. I don't think you would. I don't think you'd sub me that much. I think you'd get like in a 5 minute roll, you'd probably get one or two subs, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I'm not gonna lie, but I'm kind of getting turned on.
You're getting turned on by the sock, right?
I'm getting turned on. Shannon, can you send me this audio recording later, please? Yes. Thanks,
yeah. Lev. Yeah, we got
to
do it one
Why
day.
Don't you just come to my gym tonight?
Because I can't. I'm with my son tonight.
Oh, well, yeah. See? Who's got excuses now?
Hey, Shannon, no, clip that audio for me for later.
Daddy.
Daddy. No, I love training jiu-jitsu. I think it would be fun to roll together. I'm not trying to be an asshole and just beat you up.
Lewis, you only have one speed when it's doing shit with your friends.
That's not true.
I talked to Preacher Lawson.
Yeah.
You know him. He's from Atlantic City.
Preacher's the man.
And he he told me, I was like, oh, yeah, Lewis keeps trying to get me to train with him. He goes, you know, if you train with Lewis, he's going to try to murder you.
No, that's not true. First of all,
that's exactly how you are.
Preacher's trained with me twice. Both times it was fucking great. Preacher's a fucking beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very, very athletic. Very,
Lewis doesn't
very
mean
difficult.
Beast in a positive way, by
no,
the way.
He is a beast. He's the fucking... We'll get Preacher on the show soon, by the way. He's fucking awesome.
Lives
dude.
Here now.
I love him. Yeah. He's great. And he's coming to train next Monday. And Tim Butterly's coming to train next Monday.
I might be able to make
and
it.
And Mike Rainey's
Monday.
Coming to train next Monday. We got a whole team here.
I want
to
train.
You can't train. You're just going to fucking get
We're
hard,
We're not
going to
run a train on you, Oscar.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus
it's not the
Christ.
Same thing. We're done with our gay pride segment. We're being fucking men right now, okay? Stop trying to fuck us, Oscar.
Christ. Shows up in a conductor outfit.
Because the other thing, too, Lewis, is I know how irresponsible you are with people's bodies when you train.
That's not true.
That I don't want to train with you, and then I have to miss fucking 2 months of jiu-jitsu.
You're a moron. So here's the thing. I've been training jiu-jitsu pretty regularly for about a year and a half in the gi, and then a little bit before that, right? Yeah. I have a blue belt. You will get hurt by white belts. You're not getting hurt by a blue belt. I'm going to toy with you because you're a little kitten, okay? I'm a lion. You're a tiny
this
little
what
you're
you
a little baby kid,
for?
And I'm a lion, and I will toy with you, and I will do funny
Why do you
things.
Say toy so weird.
Toy. I will do funny things with your body to you. I will like do the thing where I make you hit yourself with your own hand. I will fucking try to make you suck your own dick. I'll bend your head down to your own cock a lot. But that'll be the extent of it. I'm not going to do anything more than that.
I don't think so, Lewis.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, dude.
Look how cocky he's got, dude.
I've rolled with people like way
He
bigger
told me
than
he him. Fucking trained with professional boxers and MMA fighters before, and then we boxed and I fucking lit him up. It was crazy.
Yeah, but you also boxed me like 2 years out of me training. Like I ballooned up like 80 pounds. Like there's some other factors there
there's
too.
Not, I would never describe your body as a balloon. That is very light and airy. You like bowling balled up too.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck you are. No, you have less experience in jiu-jitsu than you do in boxing.
Actually, I don't know about that. Because when you're...
You told me you had all this experience in boxing. You only have 3 months of jiu-jitsu experience.
I know, but...
You are inconsistent.
When you do 3 months of jiu-jitsu, I mean, you're like... You're rolling every fucking day. Yeah. Like, that's like actual sparring for, I don't know, probably 40 minutes a day.
Yeah, so you're... No, you're right. There it's is probably a, more sparring there's time. A real practical application to it. And if you're rolling a lot...
Yeah. Also, but, we grappled at the stand the other night.
Yeah.
Got a little
not
feel.
Really.
Got a little feel. I put you through a table. Oh, my
God. I'm going to... let's go right after this. I hate him. I hate him. I just want to fucking choke him out and fucking
call
it a day.
Why do you feel so competitive with me? Anything physical. Like, I go, hey, man, how are you? He goes, I'm going to fucking kill you.
He goes, hey, dude, can I do skanks sometimes? I was like, when you tap me out, you can do skanks the following week. That is the rule.
I'm not going to be able to sub you, dude.
Well,
you're a blue belt.
You're an
ultra heavyweight blue belt.
First of all, I'm literally 70 pounds lighter than you.
It doesn't matter. We're both ultra heavyweight.
We're
in the same weight class.
You are fucking whatever it is. How much do you weigh?
320.
Jesus.
Actually, I just broke under 320. 319.
Damn, Lev.
Yeah.
How that happened?
I don't know. It packs on quick, dude.
I know. I'm the same way, dude. But I, you know.
Well, every fucking comment here is like, Lev's fat when he's funny when he's fat. So I'm just at home.
I did get in his head about that. That was to not only break him down mentally, but also to kill him physically. I'm making him pack on pounds. There was a plot line in
Just remind me never to get on your bad side.
There was a plot line in Mean Girls. I switched out Lev's diet drinks for
protein
drinks.
Weight gainer. Yeah,
weight gainer.
No, dude, we'll roll. I can probably make Monday, honestly.
All right, let's do it. I love it.
But the other thing, too, is like Lewis can't do a physical thing with you without Paco and fucking cameraman and a.
I don't have to bring cameraman.
You can't even say that with a straight face. No offense, Oscar.
You think we're not bringing that? Oh, wow. Is a straight face a non-gay face? Holy shit, I never realized that. Look how gay your face is getting right now, dude.
Yeah, man.
Oscar, what can we do to celebrate gay pride as straight men? Do we have to watch Z-Way?
No. Can I be absolutely honest?
That is by the way, my guilty pleasure is Z-Way.
What is Z-Way?
I watched Z-Way clip. She blocked me on Twitter. I don't even know who this bitch is. Yeah, but I think I'm assuming her producers or whoever, or she has one of those things where if you follow like Anthony Cumia and Gavin McGinnis, you automatically get blocked.
Yeah, yeah.
But somebody.
She just had Cumia on.
No.
No, of course.
But
is she that really condescending black chick that we said about to Chet Hanks?
Yeah, yeah. She talks down to everybody, and in a weird way, I like it.
Oh, dude, I hate her. She had the.
I hate her, but I like.
She had the girl from Broad City on and made her apologize for saying Yas Queen.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that the one who sits in the chair with the pink and all that?
She goes, yes, that was ignorant.
Yeah, dude, all of these people just break, and she makes them apologize for their shit. Dude, she had Hannibal Buress on. It was actually legitimately funny. Pull up the Hannibal Buress clip where she talks about being a landlord. She calls him out for being a landlord, which I guess that's like a non-black thing to do. Is it you can't own property? Is that like, is with super woke black people, is that a bad thing? Like you can't be successful enough to buy property and rent it to other people? I don't understand how that's bad. Yeah, look at this.
I knew y'all was gonna do that.
Oh, talk about you being a landlord?
Well, the thing with property, you don't really own it, you know? Because we're just passing through life. Life is temporary. So do I really own something? It'll be here.
Shut up, landlord. He wrote shut up, landlord over his face.
So the show is literally her just attacking people.
It's her. It's wild. Okay, thank you. We got it. We don't need to guess the news intro. Yeah, no, she just does that, and she sort of just condescends her guy. I have no idea why anyone would agree to go on the show, but Chet Hanks was the only one who was like, will you apologize for, you know, cultural appropriation? He's like, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is so hot.
You like Chet Hanks. I liked him after this interview.
Yeah, they really sold me.
I've never seen the show. Hot. I just saw her Instagram, and I went and I watched all of her Instagram clips, and Chet Hanks was the only one who was like, no, I'm not apologizing. Fuck you. I saw
those, too. It made me like him as well.
Yeah, it made me like him.
Makes me wonder, is that the bit?
I think he was the only one that didn't get shook, because everyone else just looks at her like, oh, shit, I thought I was here to eat fucking progressively spicier chicken wings.
Yeah.
He is so hot, though. He is so hot. I've been searching for months for, like, nude photos of Chet Hanks.
We've moved on from the gay section of the show. Okay, we're not going to talk about how hot.
We're in July right now on this pod, Oscar. Jesus Christ.
For the love of God. I did end up weirdly gaining respect for Chet Hanks after he would not apologize to this bitch.
Yeah. I think that made everybody like him more.
Yeah. All right, real quick, we must take a moment to thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and living in a state where Delta 8 is legal and you want to get high, well, guess what? You can get it delivered right to your door legally, discreet packaging, Delta 8, YoDelta THC. It gets you fucked up. They got vapes and gummies, and I'm going to tell you right now, they really work.
Absolutely, guys. And you know what Delta 8 is. It's something that can be found in hemp, but most importantly, it can be legally shipped to a majority of states, and even more most important, it gets you really high. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. Oh, boy, do they work. And I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, don't be an asshole. If you're going to drive or do anything like that, don't take it first because it will get you really high. I was skeptical, dude. I ran out of weed. I had YoDelta sitting in my house for like a month when they first sent us a package, and I said weed, so I never really felt the need to even try it. Ran out of weed one day, and I was desperate. I was like, oh, shit, I have my Delta 8 THC vape pen, and I got as high as I've fucking ever been, dude. I don't know what it is. If it hits you like a little differently, I have no idea why, but the first time I tried it, I was so surprised, and you will be too. Go there right now. Use that promo code GAS to save 25% off your entire order at yodelta.com. Okay, where were we? So let's see. All right. Let's talk.
We well, let's do plugs so we can do...
We're going to start the show. All right. Let's start the show, folks. You start recording? You guys ready? All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. All right. We're here on the Real Ass Podcast. Two incredible guests today. Leffer, what do you got to plug?
This coming week, if you are in San Diego or L.A., come see me at the Comedy Store. I'll be at the one in L.A. and La Jolla. Come out. Help us pack these fucking rooms out. It's going to be fun.
Not sold out yet?
Maybe by the time they're hearing this, but right now, no. Don't fuck. I'll see you on Monday, you fucking fat pig. So come to those shows. Lewis would have put me on Skanks to promote it. That's how you know he's a great friend.
You're on here, and honestly, go see Lev. Lev fucking rules. I said Lev's very funny. That one joke is hilarious.
And Lewis is going to be on my New York show, Leffer and Friends, on the 23rd. So come out to that. Oh, yeah. And the pod is coming back probably this week. So come support. Be cool.
Love it. Love it. Oscar Aiden.
You can find me on Instagram. I would love the support there. It's Oscar Aiden. You can check out my podcast, O Oscar. It's on all streaming platforms, O-H Oscar. I would love the love there. And I also have a Pride show on the 22nd at The Stand that I would love the support there. It's actually going to be a really fun, cool show. And I would
love... Is it all gay comics?
It is all gay comics.
Hateful.
I think it's...
Hateful. I'm actually going to report that. I think that's illegal.
Yeah.
Guys, report this show.
Yeah, that's fine. Keep me posted.
Some sort of...
Keep me posted.
Boy, Anthony Cumia, who do you report it to?
Yeah, exactly.
Who would you report an all gay show to?
Yeah, exactly.
We have a formal complaint from apartment boss here.
Yeah.
Zach Amico?
Just follow my other shows on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at Midnight, and Bye Guys, Thursday morning at 11 a.m. with Ian Fidance.
Hell yeah. Let's see. I got a lot of live stuff coming up. This weekend, I will be Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas. Jamie Kilstein will be on these shows. Jamie's a fucking killer as well. It's going to be a ton of fun, guys. I promise you right now, the shows are fucking going to be filthy and dirty and hilarious, and you're going to have a blast. We're going to hang out all weekend, hanging out after the shows. I got a late flight home on Sunday, so I'm hanging out on Saturday as well. Then next weekend, June 9th, Ontario Improv, Thursday night. Then June 10th and 11th at the American Comedy Company in San Diego, California. I have the great Jason Ellis on all those shows. Wow, special guests up the wazoo. Then Zach Amico's back with me for the rest of the month. June 17th, Soul Jolts Comedy Club. June 24th, the Emas Theater in Emas, Pennsylvania. And June 25th, the Coho's Music Hall, Coho's New York, right outside of Albany. Then me and Aaron Berger kicking off the Offend Everyone Tour July 4th weekend at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. And we are going everywhere. July 14th, July 16th, I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri as well. I am announcing, I think Friday, we are putting out all of our dates that we have so far, me and Aaron. I mean, literally every city you can think of, we're going to be going to. And yeah, look out for that. That show is going to be crazy. Make sure you subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows. And yeah, you get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. We are raising the membership monthly prices starting in July. So make sure you guys subscribe now and you will keep your rate now, which is only $8.50 a month if you use the promo code. It's nothing. Nothing. $8.50 a month. It's cheaper than any of the other streaming services you have. And there are thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. Let's see.
Follow us on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I'm giving away Skankfest tickets there as well, all the time. I play video games poorly. And that's that. That's.
You play video games, Lewis?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, shit. Just go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review. You leave us any review. You gotta leave, you know, it doesn't gotta be positive or it doesn't gotta be anything. Any reviewer, whether it's good or bad, once a month we give a free piece of merch to. And this month's winner is Tony Tone 2222. Shannon?
Yeah. Hold on.
Tony Tone.
Review is my favorite podcast I look forward to. 5 stars. He says, it's pretty long. I never really leave reviews for podcasts, but for those unfamiliar with Lewis and Zach, these two guys will never fail to have you cracking up. Lewis is someone that most people seem to not like at first, but slowly becomes one of their favorite people.
That's right.
His charm and wit keep me smiling and awaiting the next podcast.
Okay.
I just lost my 18-year-old Chihuahua, Scrappy, literally today. Hearing Lewis going through similar struggles like he has with his dog Sport really hit home. It made these recent difficult times easier, and I felt like I had a friend.
Get over it. I got over the dog, too. I got to be honest with you. I was acting like a fucking real Quibo for a couple weeks there.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
I feel like I had a real friend who related with what I was going through. Bottom line, listen to one episode in full and you'll fall in love. He has an extremely loyal fan base for a reason, and I'm proud to be a part of it. Heart emoji.
Hell yeah, doggy. Fuck yeah. Also, some people in the race live chat.
So far, that guy's winning the gay challenge.
Complaining about the price raise. The prices aren't raised for you, you fucking losers!
Now they should be.
I'm going to just raise the prices for everybody. They're for new people who are fucking discovering the network. And yeah, we constantly add fucking shows, constantly add quality, constantly update the website. We're expanding into a brand new fucking studio. We're fucking in the process of trying to find developers for an app. You have no idea what the fuck goes on behind the scenes, you cocksuckers. And we still don't fucking raise the prices on you. We still don't, even though every other fucking platform does that. Nobody else does what we do. Nobody looks out for the fucking fans more than I do. So shut the fuck up or I will learn how to ban you from the Races Live chat. I will make it my point today to change the fucking chat so I can start banning people. Dare me. Dare me. Dare me.
Can I just say something?
No! What?
You're so hot.
You like it's hot when I get, you think yeah, it's hot when I get so fucking
hot.
Angry?
That's so hot. Like, I kind of am like, it's hot.
Somebody posted a video of Kim sucking a cock in the Racist Live chat. Now, what the fuck is going on? My ex-girlfriend is sucking a cock? Really? That's the response?
Do you want to share it?
Pull it up. Yeah, obviously. I mean, look, I got to pull it up. It's in the Racist Live chat. Actual Kim Congdon. Real Kimberly Congdon.
No.
Yes. That's her.
That's a deep fake.
No, it's not, dude. That's actual. Look.
It's a porn star that looks exactly like
no,
her.
No, it's Kimberly Congdon, folks. Look it up.
Lewis, if that's Kim Congdon, you'd be in prison right now, dude. You'd be in revenge porn.
If it was revenge porn? Yeah. If it was her own porn on some website? It is her. It's actually her.
It is shocking how close it looks.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
That you saw that pussy and it just made him want to puke. He hated it.
No.
There was a big cock in there.
Huh?
There was a big cock.
That wasn't big.
Really,
that Oscar, you're big. Ridiculous.
That's not big.
All right, look.
What kind of fucking piece are you packing if you're looking at porn dicks and are like, that's nothing?
Oscar, you got a big piece?
I'm in double digits.
You're in the double digits?
Shut the fuck
no.
up, dude.
Let me see a pic of your hard penis on your phone. I know you have it.
I will show you, but I will not show.
No, I won't show the camera. I wouldn't just show it. That's revenge porn. I want to
when I
Oscar's.
Say double digits, I mean it's 2 fingers.
No, this is...
Yeah, we got to see this.
You don't get to see it. I'm going to show Lewis and only okay. Lewis.
Right. Okay. Me and Lewis have very similar penises.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to angle the phone so you can see the reflection in my eye.
As okay. a tear comes yeah, down.
There's a pair of sunglasses out there you can
have to look
for.
You have to look into my eyeball deeply yeah, and you'll
an
be able
Easter
to...
It's an Easter egg, like Lingustan dies. There's a skull in it.
It's beautiful. Where am I in this?
Let's see. While he's doing that,
we found it. It's just still loading.
Let me see.
Now I'm gonna walk over and show it to you.
What do you think I'm gonna do with your phone, you fucking weirdo?
A lot.
Okay. I just saw it out of a preview.
And this is definitely your dick.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, you can't bogart that thing.
He's got so many fucking veins on it.
I just saw a quick thing.
It wasn't even hard. It was semi-erect, just hanging down. And it was uncomfortable. Why is it so veiny? It looked like a brain. You have a lot of dick veins.
Would you like to look at it again, Lewis?
Oscar's trying to have sex with me right now. I'm a zaddy, I've heard.
Lewis
I'm a zaddy.
You are a zaddy.
What is a zaddy exactly?
You are a zaddy. It's an awful term, but you are a zaddy. You're a dilf.
I'm a DILF.
You are a DILF.
Yeah.
Like a hardcore DILF.
Dad, I'd like to fuck, yes.
Yeah.
But what is
dummy, I'd like to fuck.
What is a zaddy, specifically?
It's just a...
I guess it's like a... What is a zaddy?
A sexually attractive man, especially an older one who is fashionable or charismatic.
Okay, so you're not zaddy.
I'm not fashionable, but I'm charismatic as fuck, dude. I'm a zaddy. I've been told I'm a zaddy.
Ow. Yeah.
Yeah. Shannon, am I a zaddy? As a zombie, am I a zaddy?
You're a dilf.
Because I consider you a zombie.
Okay.
Zombie, Lewis.
So I'm older.
Because you're old and dead and you eat brains.
I thought you meant because you're from Staten Island. It's a salami.
Wait, how big is your cock, dude? It's what, like 10?
Yeah.
That's insane. What do you do with that?
Enjoy it.
You can suck your own dick, right? Because we were talking about how Byron can suck his own dick.
Done it.
Hey, let me ask you a question, because it's a different thing. Byron does it. It's hilarious. When you do it, is that what they meant? Like, when they, like, it's ultimate pleasure for you because you're getting your dick sucked and you're sucking your dick. Does it not?
No,
it's not actually pleasurable for you. You're doing it just to see if you could do it.
Yeah. It's always like, I think every guy in the world, has tried to do it.
But I'm just saying, having a cock.
Is it more like masturbating or is it more like trying to give yourself a massage? Or you can never really do it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. No, I can't massage. Like, I love a foot rub. Rubbing my own feet, it's infuriating. It's infuriating. It does not feel good.
It's not painful.
It does. Yeah. So that's actually a great point. So that's what it is, ultimately.
Yeah, it's like, meh.
I just thought it would be like,
I
thought you would just be endlessly coming and just like, that's
just rolling down a hill
true heaven.
Nah.
But how do guys react when you show them that? Like, when you whip your dick out, what happens?
No, usually
the lights are out. It doesn't matter.
Happy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They're happy, so they like a big old fat cock.
But I feel like if you're getting fucked in the ass, you'd want a smaller cock.
Nah.
Really?
Now, these men are ambitious.
Wow.
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, also for me, I mean, it's nice. I'm happy that I have it. But it really comes down to how you use it.
Would you like a little bit smaller?
No.
You wouldn't want a smaller dick. Because right now, like, I personally want my dick to be a little bit smaller.
Really?
Yeah, I want it to just be a bit like it's just, you know, I'd cut off an inch.
All right, let me see your dick.
Shannon, stop laughing so hard.
Lewis, do you have a picture of your dick?
Yeah, I'm not showing you a picture of my dick because it's fucking pathetic compared to
that. Let me see it.
Let me see it.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Lewis.
You're a fuck. Get Lewis. Your shitty fingers away from me.
Lewis.
Get your shitty
Gomez.
Fingers away.
I don't it know is gay pride. You
I don't
show
think
me
I
it.
I have one that I'd show you because the only thing I have, can I tell you the difference between me and you? You have this massive gay cock, right? That's covered in veins. It looks like the ultimate warrior at WrestleMania 6. Dude, it's fucking shaking.
The flash was a little bright.
Doggy, this thing was fucking, yeah.
Looked like a fucking elephant's trunk from what I saw.
What's that? They should put your dick on that YouTube channel, More Plates, More Dates, to see if it's on steroids. They should analyze it.
Let me see it.
That was a solid reference. More Plates, More Dates. I love that channel.
I love his channel.
Let me see. My thing is, I only have a cock,
but it's
like
not yours.
Rock hard from the angle, like underneath from fuck. Like, and it's too intimate to show you my rock.
It's aggressive.
It's also rock hard, like wet, because I'm like beating it with fucking coconut oil. It's my new lube. I fucking use coconut oil up the wazoo. Well, not up the
you
wazoo.
Put it up your wazoo.
I put it all over my wazoo. I start figuring myself.
Water-based lubricant is the worst for you, by the way.
I don't know what anything is. I'm just telling you, coconut oil, it makes my dick feel good and it smells delicious. It's just like, I love it.
It's like a simple man.
My God.
Me and you take the exact same kind of dick pics. Mine is under, so
underneath
your dick looks bigger.
Why? Yeah. Why do you guys do that?
Because we have okay dicks.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you don't have a big, massive
dick.
You're
using perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're Stanley Kubrick with a fucking dick pic.
Yeah, dude. I have to. It was an old Big J joke. He was like, he would take like doll furniture and put it next to it to make it look bigger. But yeah, my dick is not massive, and the only time I take a picture of my dick is when it's rock hard.
Yeah,
and I feel like me showing you my rock hard cock is super aggressive. I see you're drooling. You're actually drooling out of your mouth, Oscar.
I'm not
but
drooling.
He's coming on to me, Shannon. By the way, Oscar's attracted to your tummy. You're not attracted to me, you bitch.
We don't have to have the same type. Then we can never be friends.
Shannon, shut up.
If we wanted the same guy,
Shannon would.
Would
ask
you?
ask your chat people, see if they'll want me to see your dick.
Chat, what do you guys think of Oscar's request to see my
dick? Dude, I think you got to show him, man.
Let's see what the chat says.
I think it's only fair you should.
I promise you, fine, whatever the chat says, but I will let the chat vote on this. If the chat says to show my dick, I will show my dick. Or you can just tell me what you guys think of Oscar instead, and I'll read out your comments.
I mean, anything they say is not anything I've heard before. I just want to point that. I've heard it. Literally, you could say whatever.
Let's see
the chat. You're like, yeah, I'm the guy that yelled at him too.
Byron,
that's
hilarious. Byron said, "Do it, faggot." He's sitting right there.
Jesus Christ.
In the chat. Show your dick.
You've shown dick pics on this
dick
show
for
before,
dick, dude. I don't think I've shown my hard dick.
Dick for dick.
You did one
dick
time.
Dick for dick.
I'll let you see it if Shannon will look at it with you at the same time. That's the only way.
I feel like I will have to take one for the team for Oscar.
Shannon,
what?
Shannon is a whore.
Let's go, Shannon.
I'll do it. But you also then also under the sexy music, Shannon, you have to describe it in detail.
Okay, but then can Oscar also do that?
Yeah.
Oh my god. No,
yeah.
Our gay guy describing my dad.
Let's do it.
I don't know if I have.
Happy, 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 gay, gay, happy, happy, gay, gay.
Somebody said kill Oscar. Somebody said blacks aren't people. Somebody said take him to Jamaica. Do it. Smear the queer. Let me see. Do I have a fucking cock pic in here that I could show Shannon and Oscar? Oh, this is embarrassing.
I haven't sent a dick pic in years.
You do the same thing, Lev. How about they review our dicks? Shannon,
I don't have my phone.
And Lev. Where's your phone?
I'm tracking it. Can you bring it to me?
Zach wants his dick reviewed by Shannon and Oscar. All right, let's see. Hold on a second. I mean, I might only have video of me stroking it.
Yeah, that's
Oscar,
what I got.
Oscar, can we start a new podcast called Dick Review with Oscar and Shannon?
Dude, that's a great idea for a podcast. That's a great idea for a podcast.
No, you know what we're going to do? Shannon, you and I are going to start a podcast, and we're going to call it Dating Dick. And we'll talk about dicks.
Hold on, where the fuck
is... I like
is...
Dick Review.
I love it. We'll talk about dicks and everything like that.
I should go into the selfie album, because it'll be a selfie for sure.
Oh, this is fun.
This is fucking ridiculous. Hold on.
Oh.
Oh, my God. But I got to find one that's not so slimy looking.
Oh, please. Lord.
Oh, dude, that's really...
I feel like Oscar wants to see some slime, dude.
How come Zach gets to see it?
Zach!
I've seen Lou's thing 85,000 times.
Oh, I hate this. All right, whatever, Shannon, come. This is brutal. It turns me on that Shannon's going to see it, but it's bothered me that Oscar's going to see it.
Shut up. That's homophobia, Louis.
Take my seat.
All right, here, take a seat and put the sexy music on, Natalie. Shannon, come sit next to Oscar. We got to get the microphone.
I can't believe Shannon's taking one for the team like this, man.
Wait, should I wait?
No, you talk into the microphone.
He wants you closer to the picture.
It's darker than I anticipated.
What part is darker?
Just the bottom part.
Dude, my dick is literally filling up in my pants right now. I'm not even kidding about it. Shannon, can you touch it on the screen? Like you're trying to move it? Like you're trying to swipe on it?
No, Oscar will.
Oscar wants to swallow my phone right now.
Oscar, give us the review.
Oscar, what do you think? No, Shannon, you're looking at the other dicks too, you fucking whore.
Wait, I have a question.
What?
You're Latino?
I am Latino. Why is my dick so black?
No. First of all. No, are you cut or uncut?
I'm uncut. I mean, I'm cut.
And you're Latino?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oscar, stop staring at me, you fucking weirdo, dude. He wants to suck it.
No, actually, I don't. No, you know what? It's a good piece.
It's a good piece.
It's symmetrically
good, all the way around. Shannon, what did you think of the shape of it?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Does it turn you on a little bit?
No.
Not even a little bit, Shannon. Not even like 1% a little bit turned on to look at your boss's hard cock.
No.
Lying whore. Stop staring, Oscar.
Why is it still on your phone?
Huh? It's a wallpaper, Oscar.
He just keeps it there. It's his wallpaper.
Zach, which one? Zach is fucking...
Have Lev go first. I got to go back and find one.
Are we doing this?
Lev, go. Shannon, come in here.
Wait, I need a second. I got to find
You know
it.
What? This is the best gay pride I've ever
this
had in my
some
entire life.
This is gay pride shit right now. Shannon, and I promise you, will masturbate to that image. She burnt it into her head. Tonight, she's going to fucking imagine that. I know what's going on.
I feel weird showing the person that books me on this show my cock.
Come on. We're all friends.
Somebody in the racist live chat, LOL, it's funny seeing Lewis get Lewis'd. I'm so uncomfortable being sexually harassed. It really doesn't make me feel good. Guys, stop trying to find the perfect dick pic.
No, I don't
pulled
have
up the
any.
First one that I saw.
I just wanted to point out that someone in your chat wrote Oscar rules. Thank
Oscar
you very much.
Oscar does rule. Rob says Oscar rules. Rob says Oscar is greater than Shane. He might be being sarcastic at that point. They
That's
do love Shane.
I know. It's okay.
All right, Lev, come on. You have
right,
a dick
I found
pic.
It. I found
Let's
it.
Bring oh, it over here, loading. Lev. It's what? Loading.
Why am I bringing it over there?
Oh, I can't see it either.
You want
to
see my card?
I don't need to. I'll turn it away. Who cares?
I'm this the host is the guy.
Let me ask you something. Are we still on that 4 million? Because I feel like that number just keeps going down.
4 million? No, it's 4 million to be fucked in my butt.
I only have a video of me stroking it.
All right, go. That's let's it. Go. Shannon, come. You gotta. Shannon, by the way, this is your choice to see this. You're not being made to do this at work. I'm not forcing you to watch my cock and the other
You did in the say, room. Though, that she had to do it.
I did say I did. She had to, didn't
yeah.
I?
Also, did Shannon even want to see this? To.
Shannon, if you don't get in here right now and watch Lev's cock, you're fucking fired. You're fired, bitch.
I'm totally fine with not showing it.
Honestly, I almost want to make Natalie do it, too, but I think Natalie will actually cause a problem for me in my life. Shannon is so broken deep down inside. I've gaslit her so deep and hard that I think she loves this job at this point. She doesn't realize, like, she worked for the first 3 years for no money. She fucking...
Oh, I realize that. Yeah. Just the first three
this is
years.
Pavlov's hog.
All right, good. Come on, Lev.
Lev, you're up. I don't know. I think I deleted the last one I have.
Bring it over to Oscar.
I got to go to him with my cock?
All right, so go. All right, Zach, trade chairs again. He can go over there.
I liked sitting here.
You did like sitting here. Stop trying to touch me, Oscar. You fucking flirty little bitch. Little slut. I'm not going to bang you, dude. I'm not into dudes anymore.
Ready, Oscar?
Yeah. Okay,
the way the goes. Angle, it's going to be right in Natalie's
face. He hit
face.
Me 507 with a great meme. In the racist live chat,
I
right
won't
now.
Look if you don't want me to.
Now pull up the gay thoughts meme in the racist live chat right now that he just posted. I really love that. That's one of the funniest things ever. I'll tell you what, the racist live chat is a great source during the show of great entertainment, and I've been trying to incorporate them more. The only way you can be a part of the racist live chat is to be a subscriber to Gas Digital, and the prices will be going up in July unless you subscribe now and you get to fucking get grandfathered into this price for the rest of your life. Oh, thank you, Lewis. Thank you, Lewis, for being generous and a fucking thoughtful fucking leader.
This is having a dick pic breakdown right now.
Go ahead. Shannon, are you going to look at Lev's cock? Natalie, you're coming to look at Lev's cock too?
No.
She does not want to see
it. I got to do my job.
There we go.
Lev, you don't have to show it to me if you
don't. No, I don't care. I don't give a shit. You ready? I just want you to say it's better than Lewis.
Better? What does better mean? I don't even know.
That looks the same.
The same exact. I bet we have the same dicks,
yeah.
5 3/4 inch pathetic.
You guys looks very the same.
Really,
Shannon? Yeah. You have to look at Lev's cock.
There's no way mine is.
I don't.
Dark.
I don't care either way. I don't want Lev to be uncomfortable.
No, I don't.
Wow, Shannon. By the way,
here, Shannon. Tell me if I have a better dick than
Lewis. Point proven that Shannon wanted to see my cock this whole time. Point fucking proven.
How? I don't understand. Explain your logic.
What's up, nigga?
Can you explain your logic?
I am, you know what, real estate of the week, me for getting Shannon to see my cock and loving it.
That's a huge moment, man.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Hell yeah.
Is your dick also like extremely symmetrical?
It's pretty symmetrical. Yeah. I don't have a lot of veins. I have little baby veins and then one big vein in the middle.
And I'm like very circumcised.
Very circumcised. Shannon, well, you have to prove something now, Shannon.
Well, I just, I don't.
React, now she wants to see Lev's
react
leg.
Live.
She has a little bit of a slut. It's okay.
Just tell
I like
me it's
that.
Better than Lewis.
I like that.
It looks the same.
It is very similar.
Okay,
very similar.
If you had to suck one, not forget who it's attached to. Don't be an asshole, Shannon. If you had to suck. Not based off of who the cock is attached to, simply just the cock. If you had to put it in your mouth and suck it to completion, which one would you choose?
Are you asking me or Shannon?
Both of you.
I think they're pretty much interchangeable.
Interchangeable,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
Now, knowing if they were attached to the person is me by far, right?
No.
Lev would get butt fucked for 50 grand. That's where Lev's at in his life. Just want to point that out. Zach, how do you not have a dick pic? Are you still looking? Zach's still looking.
I'm going through old email accounts.
I've seen your hard dick before.
Yeah, I don't have those anymore.
I've seen your hard dick, yeah.
You know what, Lewis? Thanks for making the beginning of Pride Month.
Do we not celebrate Pride Month here in a fucking great way, inclusively, progressively?
How weird is it that me and you have the exact same
I knew
cock.
We would have a similar cock.
Also, don't say cock. It is the most disgusting word in the world.
I thought you were saying we don't have the right to call ours cocks.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't say cock.
Say peepees.
Yeah, say penis. Say wiener. Dick.
Say wiener.
Say dick. Dick is such a your sexier birdies. Word. Let me ask you, Shannon, do you like the word cock or dick?
So I feel like in the bedroom that cock is like a sexier word to use.
Yeah, with Shannon's accent?
Yeah. Take my cock in your mouth, slut.
No. Yeah. No. Now cork. Say it with dick.
Take my dick in your
I
mouth.
Say, yeah, daddy.
Do I say cock or dick?
I do feel
a little self-conscious calling my piece a cock.
Yeah.
Because when you hear cock, you're thinking a fucking cock. And it's not really a cock.
You still got the penis insecurity a little bit?
Insecurity is not it. I have this realistic view as to what I have in between
my
legs.
They don't give a fuck.
No. I know they don't give a fuck. I'm fine. I'm not worried about it.
It's fine that you have a tiny penis.
I've only
penis,
had
dude.
Girls complain about my penis twice. And it was once a girl that hated me, and afterwards she's like, "You have a fucking tiny dick, you motherfucker." Yeah. She really meant it.
And
she
the other
fucking
was a
hated
police
it.
Report.
No, and another girl one time, she just fucking. Oh, I said something. I made a joke about her, and she's like, "Yeah, well, your dick's too small to make me come." And I was like, "Hey, yikes!"
Yeah, we know that.
It was just a little real. It was a little real the way she said it. Yeah. But I feel like
I had that once. The post breakup, you have a tiny dick.
Oh yeah.
No one's ever said that to me.
No, of course not. Of course not. No. Yeah. So no, it's not a cock insecurity. It is just a realistic view. And also, like, honestly, I think downplaying it the way that I do very often when a girl sucks it, finally she's like, "Oh, it's not that small." Let's see.
Hey, I had a girl.
I mean, I wouldn't make this face when you did.
Suck my cock.
I had an Asian chick one time. I'm like a real grower, and she saw me like mostly soft and was "You have an Asian cock."
Oh, no.
I'll never forget that.
Oh, yeah. My soft cock is pathetic.
Yeah.
My soft cock, it's not. I wouldn't even show it. It would take me more money to show my soft cock to Shannon than it would to be fucked in the ass. I'm telling you right now.
She saw your soft cock, she just quits.
It's just, it really is. It is quite the grower and not the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zach?
What? I skipped by like three softies.
Oh, can we see?
They're funny ones.
Give them a funny softie to review. That's actually hilarious, Zach.
Yeah, of course.
Shannon, get in here. Review the softie. I didn't think it would turn me on so much for Shannon to look at my hard, wet dick.
It's show your employees your cock dick.
It wasn't that wet.
Well, it was covered in, what do they call it?
Hold on, Shannon.
Coconut oil. Here, come on, Shannon. Just touch me.
Shannon, come around this way.
Shannon, can you touch me for a second? Just come around this way. Right now.
God, he's so weird.
Jesus Christ, Shannon. You're really childish.
It's going to take a minute to find
Wait, can I just say this?
Yeah.
Can I just say this real quick, Lewis? If you would
Shannon, I got it.
Oh, God. So stupid.
Honest review, though. Don't be mean.
It was my cock again. Yes. Yes, that one was illegal, I think. That one was against the law, what I just did right there.
A little bait and switch.
Exhibit A will be this episode. Whatever. Well, I mean, what world do we live in where we can't do this to our employees anymore? That's a crazy way to be. And I gauge it. It's not like I do it to all the employees. I can tell that Natalie wouldn't be cool
with
it.
Shannon, come back. Here's a good softie.
Let me see. That's hilarious. Zach, that is the best photo I've ever seen of you. You should make it your profile photo.
Wait, do I get to see it?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Of course, Oscar.
Oh, you have a Prince Albert.
I mean, it's a great picture.
What do you give a review of his cock, Shannon? Don't be an asshole. It's cock review with Oscar and Shannon.
We need a dedicated cock mic.
That's why we need. That's why we need our podcast, Shannon. Dating Dick.
No, cock review is a better name.
Awful. I like dick review.
Dick review.
I like.
Okay. It's hard to comment on a soft
hard
dick picture.
Fuck yes.
I will say this. I will say this. It lays nicely on top of your nutsack.
He's got big old balls, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah,
like
it lays very nicely on top of your ball sack.
I'll take it.
I will say that. Good for you. Good for you.
Zach, just post it to the Racist Live Chat. They're going to think it's hilarious.
I've put it on Bye Guys before.
Oh, you put that picture on Bye Guys?
When we did Shirtless Girthless, I was one of the contestants, and I didn't tell anybody.
That's hilarious. All right, look, let's wrap it. This has been a fun show. This has been fun. You guys are the best. Please go support Oscar Eden and Lev Furr and all that they do. Go support their podcast and especially their live comedy shows. And we will be back on Friday. Oh, we had a great show. We pre-taped Friday's show, which this summer we might be pre-taping most of the Friday shows, guys. So just doing a lot of touring and on the road, so it's kind of difficult to get in on Fridays. But we taped Friday with Doug Bryan, which is a fucking hilarious episode. Really good episode. So we will see you then. Good night.
Thanks, Louis.
Thank you, guys.
That's all, folks.